This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL, 40 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. A lot of sunshine today. High today about 60 degrees. A really nice day, although it's a little chilly right now. Tonight, cloudy with a low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning and then becoming sunshine with a high in the upper 60s tomorrow. A little warmer than today. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 45. And then on Wednesday, we'll be back in the middle 70s with a lot of sunshine after some early morning fog. Wednesday night and Thursday, big chance of rain, 60% and 50% respectively. So today may be the nicest day of the week. The Orange County Commissioners is reviewing the procedures in place for various types of threats to the community and its government. Ironically, this comes at a time when municipalities across the nation are focusing on similar issues in light of last week's Boston Marathon bombings. WCHL's Rand Northam has more on the story.
During last week's meeting, the board was by chance scheduled to discuss how the county responds to threats, particularly to the buildings that hold its government branches. But after Monday's events in Massachusetts, Board Chair Barry Jacobs says the conversation became especially meaningful and relevant.
It was totally coincidental to what was going on outside Orange County, but we had asked staff to give us an update on how we handled potential threats at our buildings and at our meetings. It obviously overlapped with what was going on in Boston, and so it became a little more pointed and timely.
As a part of the discussion, the board heard a report about how the Department of Social Services handles various types of emergencies, from electrical power outages to fires. Then, using the Department of Social Services emergency procedures as an example, Jacobs says the board created a general plan to use for various buildings across Orange County.
You have basically captains who are in charge of making sure certain parts of the building are organized at the time that you have to act. And it was just really to walk us through how this is done and to give our go-ahead to continue doing it.
The entire country has been especially aware of school shootings after last December's incident at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut. Although that incident didn't take place within the immediate area, Jacobs says various other school-related issues have made the Newtown tragedy directly relevant to Orange County.
We've had shooting incidents at schools in Orange County, at Scribes Elementary, at Orange High School, at Eflin Cheeks Elementary. It's not that we're immune, although it seems that we live in a place that is relatively far removed from some of the things that we see elsewhere in the world.
And Jacobs adds that while the plan the board created Tuesday night won't eliminate all dangers, it might give the members of Orange County's governing bodies a sense of preparedness if anything were to go wrong.
There's a limit to what preparation can do, even under the best of circumstances, but you have to know that you did the best to prepare and that you hope you have some idea of what to do if and when the time comes to act against something that you hope will never happen.
Chapel Hill and Carborough authorities are also rethinking safety protocols in light of the Boston bombings, such as during this past weekend's Tar Heel 10-miler race, where police made security procedures significantly stricter. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The university now has a full-time Title IX coordinator. Chancellor Holden Thorpe announced last week that Christy Hurt will be serving in an interim role until a national search is concluded. It's part of the university's ongoing effort to reduce and prevent sexual violence. Here's WCHL's Rachel Nash with more on the story.
It is an exciting time at the university. I am personally really inspired by the commitment that we're making, both in terms of long-term work on Title IX issues and really setting our best foot forward in moving to address the sexual assault policy and the response system here at the university.
That's Christy Hurt. She's currently the director of the Carolina Women's Center. Hurt is a graduate of North Carolina and has worked with state, local, and national nonprofit organizations that are advocates for ending gender violence. UNC recently brought on Gina Smith, a leading expert on sexual assault issues. Hurt will have a number of deputy coordinators working with her, including a newly appointed deputy Title IX coordinator in student affairs. Hurt also says other new positions may be created in time.
Well, I think it's a fantastic move on the university's part to really invest resources and a commitment behind a permanent position at that level to really enforce Title IX compliance from the university. And I'm happy to see that they've made more concrete investments in deepening that work over time.
Title IX, which recently celebrated its 40th 20th anniversary requires gender equity in all federally funded universities.
It is beyond athletics. We've heard about it a lot in athletics over the years, but it's really about a whole campus climate, a whole campus environment to make sure that everyone is free to pursue their education without discrimination or harassment based on gender.
Students and faculty members recently filed a complaint with the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights, claiming the university underreports sexual assault cases, sparking a federal investigation into the accusations. In the wake of the controversy, three new positions have been created this year to address sexual assault violence on campus, including the Title IX coordinator. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Town Council will consider a proposal tonight to build a veterans memorial at the Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery. The plan is the work of a committee of veterans who, along with employees of the Parks and Recreation Department, have been looking for a location for this memorial since 2009. The memorial is to be built on the site of the Brick Plaza, the town-owned cemetery along Fordham Boulevard. The town has already spent $18,000 to develop the concept plan for the monument, with the expectation that the remainder of the money for the project will come from private donations. The council will also hear a petition tonight from UNC students regarding a controversial plan to change the rules for student voters. The petition calls on the council to officially oppose several bills moving through the state legislature that would limit early voting and ban parents from claiming college students as dependents if students register to vote away from home. The meeting begins at 7 o'clock in council chambers at Town Hall. Parents and teachers at Culbreth Middle School in Chapel Hill want the county to build a new science wing, but commissioners say they're not sure where their money is coming from. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has been following the story all along and has more.
Our kids at Culbreth are not having what the rest of the kids in the district are having when it comes to a science education, and we really want our children to have the same capabilities. We want to create some future scientists from our community.
That's Beverly Rudolph, principal at Culbreth Middle School. She came before the Board of County Commissioners recently to lobby for funding for a new science wing. Chapel Hill Carborough City School officials have already submitted plans to the town of Chapel Hill for a 15,000-square-foot addition to Culbreth that would include 6 classrooms and a greenhouse. But county commissioners have yet to identify funding for the project, which is slated to cost just under $5 million in the next 3 years. At a budget work session earlier this month, Deputy Financial Service Director Paul Lawton told the board that in order to move ahead with the science wing, something else will have to wait.
To pay for that, we would have to look at one or more projects to either remove and or defer. You know, I will say if you defer and you keep the projects in, then all you're doing is you're delaying future debt.
The county is likely to bump up against its debt ceiling within the next 5 years as commissioners borrow to fund EMS system improvements, IT upgrades, county facility expansions, and a new Orange County Library branch. Adding the Science Wing project to the 5-year capital investment plan would increase the county's annual debt payments by $477,000 starting in 2015, pushing the total debt load over the recommended limit of 15% of the county's general fund balance. To afford the construction costs and the debt service, Finance Director Clarence Greer told the board they would need to defer about $7.5 million worth of other investment projects. County Manager Frank Clifton said the easiest item to delay might be the Southern Branch Library.
Depending on the scope and size of the library and all the other elements that are going on in finding a site, that's probably going to be a year further back anyway.
Carborough aldermen are currently working with county officials to find a location for the branch. The $8.1 million library was originally slated for construction in 2016. Other big-ticket items are on the county's horizon, including a $30 million jail expansion. With revenue growth projected to remain essentially flat for the foreseeable future, Clifton told the commissioners they may want to consider putting a bond package up for a vote to fund popular projects.
You know, some of this there's no magic to, and we're not trying to pit one project against the other. We're trying to balance how you go about this with the understanding that someday you may have something you have to do right away.
Commissioners made no decisions on the science wing or other capital projects, but they will likely discuss the plan with the Chapel Hill Carborough School Board at a joint meeting on Thursday. In the meantime, the town of Chapel Hill is hosting an informational meeting about the proposed Culbreth expansion, starting Tuesday at 5:15 in the afternoon at the first floor conference room at Town Hall. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Senate Bill 361 is seeking to eliminate tenure for North Carolina public school teachers in 5 years. The bill got approval from the Senate Education Committee earlier this month, but not everybody thinks it's a good idea, including Jeff Nash, spokesperson for the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System.
And we got to keep in mind, too, in a state that is already 46th in the nation with regard to overall teacher salaries, the passing of Senate Bill 361, we believe, will be detrimental in attracting the best and brightest to our state. state.
Under the proposed bill, district leaders would evaluate all teachers with at least 3 years of experience, offering four-year contracts to the top 25%. Teachers who earn the extended contracts also will be rewarded with annual bonuses of at least $500. All other teachers would work under annual contracts.
And at any given point in time, less than 1% of our teaching population would fall into the category of, quote, serious performance concerns, enough to consider revoking tenures.
Beginning in the 2018-19 school year, districts could offer contracts of up to 4 years for teachers with at least 3 years of experience. Newer teachers will be offered annual contracts. If a teacher's contract was not renewed, it would be up to the school board's discretion to hold a hearing if the teacher requested it.
It's important to note that the number of serious performance concerns is really much smaller than what public perception may be for most school districts.
Teachers currently are eligible for tenure after 4 years of consecutive contract renewal. Teachers' contracts are not reevaluated after receiving tenure, and they also have the right to a hearing before being fired. For more information in Senate Bill 361, visit our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by Fifth Season Gardening Company. Organic gardening, homebrew, hydroponics, cheese making, canning, and much more at their downtown Carborough store. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. Now, with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. A slowdown on NC 54 eastbound between 15501 and Barbie Chapel Road. Also, I-40 eastbound between NC 751 and NC 54. Seeing some delays this morning, but nothing too major out on the roadways. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us at WCHL, and as always, we ask you do that safely.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Glass Half Full in Carborough, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun, too, online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. 41 degrees in Chapel Hill, just warming up just a little bit here, mostly sunshine. Sunshine, pleasant day, high today about 60. Tonight, cloudy with a low in the low 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning. And then a really nice day, mostly sunshine. High tomorrow in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the middle 40s. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 70s. Warmer still. Wednesday night, we'll have a 60% chance of rain. Maybe showers, maybe even thunderstorms, probably late. Overnight low on Wednesday in the low 50s. Then on Thursday, a cloudy day, 50-50 chance of showers, mainly in the first part of the day. Cooler temperatures with the highs in the low 60s.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
It is 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. In other news this morning, a sprinkler system in a Chapel Hill home likely saved multiple homes on Saturday when a fire broke out while the homeowners were away. The Chapel Hill Fire Department responded to 108 Vintage Drive just after 12:15 around lunchtime on Saturday to find that the automatic fire sprinklers extinguished a fire in the garage. The home where the fire started is connected to four other townhomes. The fire department was alerted by the fire alarm inside the home, as well as a neighbor who saw smoke and called 911. Firefighters made sure the fire was completely extinguished and then shut off the sprinkler system, which was automatically activated when the ceiling near the sprinkler heads reached about 155 degrees. Damage was minimal and limited to the garage door, a few personal belongings, and some smoke made it into the house. The fire department estimated $5,000 in damage. Last week, Carolina alum Reggie McAfee was honored at the Joe Hilton Invitational with the running of the McAfee Mile. The race recognized the 40th anniversary of when McAfee became the first African-American to break the four-minute mile. Carolina Connection's Julian Caldwell has the story.
No one can run a mile in his shoes, but Saturday runners ran a mile in his name. Being the first African-American to run a sub-4-minute mile is a very specific goal that Reggie McAfee had in mind more than 40 years ago before coming to UNC.
There was a lot of stereotypes that African-Americans were just sprinters, but I just enjoyed running. And I just knew that it was my passion, so I decided to do what I love. And I love to run, and that was one goal that I decided I was going to go after.
It was mission accomplished in 1973, but don't confuse McAfee with a contented man.
Now I finished second, and I was upset about the fact that I finished second, because I'm about finishing first.
Now McAfee instills that winning character in young people interested in distance running through the Cross Country for Youth program he started in 2006. UNC head coach Harless Metter says that's as much a reason for honoring McAfee as his historic run is.
We want to be tremendous athletes. We want to graduate, do well academically. Then we want to go out into the professional world and give back to the community. So he's doing what we're challenging all of our kids to do.
None of the runners in the McAfee Mile conquered the challenge of running a sub-4-minute mile, but McAfee says the event should still serve as inspiration.
If one looks back at your history and say, well, could I have done this or could I have done that? I always feel like the impossible is possible.
And the possible is only a mile away. In Chapel Hill, I'm Julian Caldwell.
WCHL News Time is 8:22, 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. Julian Caldwell is a reporter for Carolina Connection, the student-run, student-produced and anchored radio show. You can hear it every Saturday morning on WCHL during Carolina's academic year. Our thanks to Julian Caldwell for that story. It's time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Sports brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. I'm Ron Stutz. Number one UNC baseball team tallied his fifth conference sweep against rival Duke over the weekend, capping the series with a dominating 10-1 win on Sunday. Carolina is the best in the country at scoring at the diamond. Through 38 games, Tar Heels averaged 9 runs per game. Now, this past weekend series, they scored 21 runs and gave up only 3. That'll likely help the pitching staff inch back towards the top crew in the land statistically. Tar Heel pitchers fell to third nationally last week with a really impressive 2.22 earned run average. On Sunday, Carolina spread its runs out fairly evenly, starting with 3 in the first. There was a throwing error, and a Tar Heel hitter was hit by a pitch. That put 2 on base for junior Brian Holberton to knock them in for his 8th home run of the season, 3-run homer. Junior Hobbs Johnson started on the mound for Carolina and threw 7 1/3 innings. He gave up 6 hits and did not allow a run. He struck out 4 and walked 3. Sophomore Trevor Kelly came in to close out the final 1 1/2 innings and gave up the only Duke run. After the game, Coach Mike Fox had praise for Hobbs Johnson and the entire Carolina pitching staff.
You know, these pitchers, you know, everybody builds off of confidence, and I thought, you know, coming out of Sunday last week in Blacksburg, Hobbs really felt good about his performance. Not as good as it could be, but I thought today he was really sharp. A lot of first pitch strikes early in the game. And some backdoor, you know, some kind of back foot sliders, or some of their righties there got a big strikeout, a couple big strikeouts. So a good performance, you know, great performance by Hobbs.
With the win, Carolina is now 39-2, just an amazing record. 18-2 in the ACC. Up next, Carolina will host a pair of non-conference midweek matchups. Get out and watch this very special UNC baseball team. They will take on UNC Wilmington tomorrow afternoon, followed by Charlotte on Wednesday. Both those games at Bochimer Stadium. UNC softball team split a couple of games against Georgia Tech on Senior Day Sunday, 7-1 and 8-5. Tar Heels started strong in Game 1 with a 3-run home run by freshman Kristen Brown in the second inning. It was just the first of 3 home runs by Brown on Sunday. Knocked in 3 important runs to set the tone for the game. Carolina took a 7-0 lead into the fourth inning. Junior Lori Spingola took the win, giving up only 1 run and 7 innings picks. She struck out 5 while allowing just 4 base hits. Game 2 wasn't quite the breeze for the Tar Heels. They had to play catch-up after the Yellow Jackets put up 6 runs in the first 3 innings. Carolina chipped away at the lead but couldn't get back into the game. It ended up Georgia Tech 8, Carolina 5. With that split, Carolina is 35-16 in the season, 11-6, and in second place behind Florida State and the Atlantic Coast Conference. The rubber match of the series takes place tonight at 7 o'clock at Anderson Stadium on the UNC campus. 8:25, 25 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
If UNC is truly looking forward in athletics, then be a change agent. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Carolina has convened its ballyhooed panel on the future of big-time sports in Chapel Hill, and by and large, Friday's open meeting was mostly a rehash of obsolete ideals. There was some talk of changing the model, because the current model is clearly broken, and anyone who does not believe that needs to get a grip. College athletics has become a multi-billion-dollar business, billions with a B as in big. Scholarship athletes continue to earn more money for their schools for the same payment since the invention of the college scholarship. Even if you believe that's still a fair trade, enough agents are going to be in enough athletes' ears about them being screwed that illegal benefits and payments will only increase. There is simply too much money at stake for major college athletic programs to unite and say we are going to redefine the true student athlete and not admit kids who should not be in school. Unless everyone decides to change the model, that puts those that do at a competitive disadvantage on the field and court, and that means fewer wins and less revenue to fund the rest of their athletic teams. Sooner or later, it's going to combust like the Curt Flood free agency case changed Major League Baseball. The Ed O'Bannon suit will likely be the first blast as a massive settlement to former athletes and the rights to own their likenesses moving forward will change the landscape. Carolina could be a true change agent like this. UNC presents a plan to the NCAA and asks for permission to be the guinea pig. All other schools will see the plan and can implement it if they want or simply stand pat. Carolina's plan could be 1. Paying athletes a reasonable monthly stipend that gives them some spending money like all other students. 2. Athletes will still have an admission standard to meet, but if they don't want to take a full load of classes or any classes while they are playing, that's fine. They will have a lifetime scholarship to complete a college degree. Tuition for the classes they don't take goes into an escrow fund to use later in life. That's a start that won't give Tar Heel teams any competitive advantage or disadvantage or affect their revenues. And that could be the first change of many. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
How would you like to own a certified pre-owned BMW for $362 per month? That's the ultimate driving machine in the 2010 BMW 328i for $362 per month.
Wow!
Performance BMW is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional that you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Ramoy.
Wow!
Visit their virtual showroom at performancebmwchapelhill.com, where you can also read customer comments about their award-winning service.
Stock number BP4244, 72 months at 2.9% APR, $29.99 due at sign includes tax taking $549 doc fee, based on numbers of fee of $29.95 and selling price of $25,490. Financing with approved credit through BMWFS on select models for specified terms to dealer for details. Take delivery by April 30th, 2013.
Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence and Volume Leader.
Wow!
Dale Earnhardt Jr., Nationwide Insurance Member.
Nationwide is on your side. I've been saying it for years, but why should you believe it? Well, Nationwide puts members first because they don't have shareholders. To join the nation, contact a local Nationwide agent today.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Paid endorsement. Not all Nationwide companies are mutual companies. Not all policyholders are members of a mutual company. Rights and benefits determined by policy language, company bylaws, and applicable law.
The southern part of heaven just became more so. Great Outdoor Provision Company introduces their new spring Southern Marsh collection. Inspired by the outdoors and influenced by those who understand the lifestyle, Southern Marsh is the sportswear you feel comfortable in just about anywhere. Drop by and see the entire collection of bright new colors for spring, including the authentic t-shirt with the Southern Marsh mallard. Visit us at Eastgate Shopping Center or greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like OurLocalDeal.com.
It's the bottom of the hour at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carboro weather, brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features. With a special feature every day of the week, there's sure to be a night out that's perfect for you. Menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. 41 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly sunshine today. High today about 60, tonight cloudy with a low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning and then sunshine in the afternoon. A little warmer tomorrow, high about 68. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low in the middle 40s. And then on Wednesday, patchy fog in the morning, otherwise partly sunny with a high in the middle 70s. It'll warm back up again.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Joe Karsarnaev cannot talk because he was shot in the neck during the final confrontation with law enforcement as he hid in a boat in a Watertown, Massachusetts backyard. He can respond to questions in writing. The surviving Boston Marathon bombing suspect has not been read his Miranda rights. Legal analyst Jack Ford explains why.
Law enforcement is saying it's more important for us to find out if there's a danger out there, an urgency, an immediate danger. So we're willing to roll the dice on maybe not being able to use what he says to us, depending upon what a court said, in order to make sure that we get information.
Boston Police Chief Ed Davis told CBS this morning.
I believe that the main actors, the people who are actually committing the damage, have been taken off the street, either killed or arrested.
He does think both suspects were planning more attacks based on the amount of explosives found at the scene in Watertown. At a mass in Boston, Cardinal Sean O'Malley.
It's very difficult to understand what was going on in their heads, what demons were operating.
Today, a funeral for bombing victim Crystal Campbell. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 8:32, 28 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. 42 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, warming up every minute. Mostly sunny today. High today about 60. Actually, a nice day, although we started out rather chilly this morning. The Orange County Commissioners are reviewing the procedures in place for various types of threats to our community and its government. Ironically, this comes at a time when municipalities across the nation are focusing on similar issues in light of last week's Boston Marathon bombings. WCHL's Rand Northam explains.
During last week's meeting, the board was by chance scheduled to discuss how the county responds to threats, particularly to the buildings that hold its government branches. But after Monday's events in Massachusetts, Board Chair Barry Jacobs says the conversation became especially meaningful and relevant.
It was totally coincidental to what was going on outside Orange County, but we had asked staff to give us an update on how we handled potential threats at our buildings and at our meetings. It obviously overlapped with what was going on in Boston, and so it became a little more pointed and timely.
As a part of the discussion, the board heard a report about how the Department of Social Services handles various types of emergencies, from electrical power outages to fires. Then, using the Department of Social Services emergency procedures as an example, Jacobs says the board created a general plan to use for various buildings across Orange County.
You have basically captains who are in charge of making sure certain parts of the building are organized at the time that you have to act. And it was just really to walk us through how this was done and to give our go-ahead to continue doing it.
The entire country has been especially aware of school shootings after last December's incident at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut. Although that incident didn't take place within the immediate area, Jacobs says various other school-related issues have made the Newtown tragedy directly relevant to Orange County.
We've had shooting incidents at schools in Orange County, at Scruggs Elementary, at Orange High School, at Eflin Cheek Elementary. It's not that we're immune, although it seems that we live in a place that is relatively far removed from some of the things that we see elsewhere in the world.
And Jacobs adds that while the plan the board created Tuesday night won't eliminate all dangers, it might give the members of Orange County's governing bodies a sense of preparedness if anything were to go wrong.
There's a limit to what preparation can do, even under the best of circumstances, but you have to know that you did the best to prepare and that you hope you have some idea of what to do if and when the time comes to act against something that you hope will never happen.
Chapel Hill and Carver authorities are also rethinking safety protocols in light of the Boston bombings, such as during this past weekend's Tar Heel 10-miler race, where police made security procedures significantly stricter. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Town Council will consider tonight a proposal to build a veterans memorial at the Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery. The plan is the work of a committee of veterans who, along with employees of the Parks and Rec Department, have been looking for a suitable location for the memorial since 2009. This memorial to be built on the side of the brick plaza at the town-owned cemetery along Fordham Boulevard. The town has already spent $18,000 to develop the concept plan for the monument, with the expectation that the remainder of the money for the project will come from private contributors. The council will also hear a petition tonight from UNC students regarding a controversial plan to change the rules for student voters. That petition calls on the council to oppose several bills that are moving through the state legislature right now that would limit early voting and ban parents from claiming college students as dependents if students register to vote away from home. The meeting begins at 7 o'clock tonight in council chambers at Town Hall. The university now has a full-time Title IX coordinator. Chancellor Holden Thorpe made the announcement last week that Christy Hurt will be serving in an interim role until a national search is conducted. It's a part of the university's ongoing effort to reduce and prevent sexual violence. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
It is an exciting time at the university. I am personally really inspired by the commitment that we're making, both in terms of long-term work on Title IX issues and really setting our best foot forward in moving to address the sexual assault policy and the response system here at the university.
That's Christy Hurt. She's currently the director of the Carolina Women's Center. Hurt is a graduate of North Carolina and has worked with state, local, and national nonprofit organizations that are advocates for ending gender violence. UNC recently brought on Gina Smith, a leading expert on sexual assault issues. Hurt will have a number of deputy coordinators working with her, including a newly appointed deputy Title IX coordinator in student affairs. Hurt also says other new positions may be created in time.
Well, I think it's a fantastic move on the university's part to really invest resources and a commitment behind a permanent position at that level to really enforce Title IX compliance from the university. And I'm happy to see that they've made more concrete investments in deepening that work over time.
Title IX, which recently celebrated its 40th anniversary, requires gender equity in all federally funded universities.
It is beyond athletics. We've heard about it a lot in athletics over the years, but it's really about a whole campus climate, a whole campus environment to make sure that everyone is free to pursue their education without discrimination or harassment based on gender.
Students and faculty members recently filed a complaint with the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights, claiming the university underreports sexual assault cases, sparking a federal investigation into the accusations. In the wake of the controversy, three new positions have been created this year to address sexual assault violence on campus, including the Title IX coordinator. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 8:38, 22 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. A couple of special guests in the studio this morning. Kevin Cragwell is here, the Health and Wellness Director at the Chapel Hill Carborough YMCA. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Ron.
Also, Patrick McIntyre from the Smart Start program in Orange County. Thank you, Patrick, for coming in.
Thank you.
Good to have both of you guys, and always look forward to talking to you because it means that the annual Healthy Kids Day is upon us. And first of all, Patrick, what is Healthy Kids Day all about?
Healthy Kids Day is a national event put on by the YMCA, but locally it's been going on for more than a decade, and my organization, Orange County Partnership for Young Children, has been working with the Y now for 5 years on putting this day of fun and entertainment, music, games, and things like that together.
Kevin, I know that you work on this all the time, trying to help everybody be healthy and fit. What does this mean to you, being able to be a part of this?
Well, as Patrick just mentioned, it is a Y program that we take very seriously. It's one of the three core focuses that the YMCA movement as a whole really engages in, which is youth development. And this Healthy Kids Day gives us an opportunity, as just one of many programs that we do for the youth in our community, to provide resources and information that help kids keep kids healthy, physically active, and intellectually engaged. And that's really the theme of this Healthy Kids Day. It's titled Jump into Summer and How Do We Keep kids physically active, okay. Also keeping them intellectually engaged.
The day is Saturday.
Yes.
Healthy Kids Day. And what will happen on Saturday?
Well, Saturday it'll be in the backfield at 980 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And we will have fun activities. We'll have a large contingent of folks from the Orange County Health Department, who's a big partner with us. We'll have the Kid Zoo Museum out there. We'll have games. We'll have some big inflatables. And we'll have some fun things that are going to be led by some students from UNC Chapel Hill.
Patrick, how does the Orange County Partnership for Young Children and the Smart Start program specifically, how do you guys tie in with all this?
Well, we have basically the same message as the Y, and the partnership has always worked out great. But specifically, we have a program called the Healthy Classroom Challenge, mm-hmm. that we work with the Y on, and also the Orange County Health Department. And for the month of March, this past month, it's Health and Nutrition Month. So what we do is we go into the local classrooms, pre-K classrooms, and they learn about Eat Smart, Move More messages, drink more water, exercise more, same thing that the Y preaches. And then what they do is they have a couple classrooms come out. We have 7 this year that come out and kind of put on a creative performance using the information that they've learned. So in the years past, we've had 2-year-olds come out dressed as oranges and bananas and fruits and vegetables, and they tell the importance of healthy nutrition, and it's a fun time. So bringing that kind of information out is the same kind of thing that the Y does.
Patrick, I know this is not just for kids, but this is really designed for the whole family. And how can families benefit from this?
Absolutely. Kevin touched on this earlier, is that we're going to have a contingency of organizations, family service organizations, that are that provide services to young children and families and parents throughout Orange County. And there's going to be information out there. They try to draw people in with a fun activity and then hit them with the information about what they do and how they can help and support people in this county.
Kevin, I know that since you guys have been doing this for a while, you have probably seen some tangible results from Healthy Kids Day. Tell us about how this really helps families and children all over our community.
Well, what it does is that we bring the families together, and then they are exposed to the same information. And with the young children in particular, if we get them excited about something, invariably they're going to go home and they'll constantly remind their parents and maybe their family members that, hey, everything from let's try to see if we can grow our own, have a garden where we can grow our own fresh vegetables. We're going to have folks, master gardeners from the cooperative extension that are going to be there and help show kids how to grow their own gardens. And we're going to provide information on healthier eating choices. What are those things that they can do? And hopefully that will trigger the kids to kind of keep the family on track as they're going about their day-to-day lives.
Well, you touched on this, but there are other organizations in addition to yours that are going to be there on Saturday.
Correct.
Tell us about some of those.
Well, again, the Kid Zoo Museum is going to be there, going to bring some interactive of games, and they're going to provide information on services that they are going to have for the kids throughout the year. The Y, of course, will be there. We will be highlighting all of the programs from summer camps to after-school programs to daycare programs that the Y provides for the community at large.
Patrick, how can folks find out more about this before Saturday?
They can go to the YMCA website, which is... I put Kevin on the spot.
CHCYMCA.org.
And you can also go to our website, which is orangesmartstart.org.
Yeah. All right. Well, the information is there. Check it out before you go. Take your kids. Make it a family affair this Saturday. And the hours of this on Saturday?
From 12 to 4.
All right. It's going to be a lot of fun at the Chapel Hill Carborough YMCA.
Cool.
And thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us, Ron.
I appreciate your coming in and jogging all the way here from work. And have fun on Saturday.
Thank you.
Kevin and Patrick on WCHL. It is 8:44, 16 minutes until 9 o'clock. And coming up next on WCHL, today's commentary on the way from Joe Kapowski.
How would you like to own a pre-owned vehicle you're guaranteed to love or your money back with low monthly payments plus a price match guarantee? Performance Auto Mall is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee that you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional, you're bound to belt out a wow
style that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Ramoyne.
Wow!
Like a 2009 Honda Fit for $12,520 or $189 per month.
Now that's value.
Wow!
Visit their virtual showroom at performanceautomall.com.
Stock number X1417. Price plus tax SEG 549 dock fee. Finance with approved credit. Payment based on 10% down and 3.9% for 72 months. Take delivery by April 30th, 2013. Return policy. Vehicle subject to reappraisal and must be in same condition as when it was purchased. For beat any deal, bring offer from competing dealer on exact make and model with identical equipment and features. Exceptions may apply. See dealer for details. Visit the Performance Auto Mall Pre-Owned Car Center in Chapel Hill on 15501 exit 270 off I-40 or online at performanceautomall.com.
Seagrove's nationwide insurance agency practices On Your Side service. Here's Ted Seagrove's with what it means to him.
On Your Side service would be an opportunity to provide an end result for what people expect out of the insurance. Sometimes it's just a shoulder to cry on. Sometimes it's advice for insurance for our clients. And then sometimes it's being there when they really need it the most.
Let Seagrove's be on your side. Contact the Seagrove's nationwide insurance agency today.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
You wouldn't start a home repair project without the right tools, and if you're starting your own business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business startup toolkit that includes a private mailbox, packing services, flyers, brochures, business cards, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business startup toolkit today at the UPS stores. We love small business, and we love logistics.
The UPS store is at Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard, next to the Chapel Hill University Inn.
Confusion, anger, defensiveness. Talking with your loved ones that are suffering from dementia can be difficult and overwhelming. Here at Home Watch Caregivers, we understand how hard this can be, and we're here to help you navigate through all the tough questions, emotions, and issues that dementia brings to a family. Let our trained staff help you sort through all the resources and establish a customized plan of care to be sure that your loved one is safe and comfortable. For more information, call 919-960-6038 or visit homewatchcaregivers.com. Home Watch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
The Commentators is presented by Sunrise Dental, offering a wide variety of services, including their advanced methods of sedation dentistry. Choose Sunrise Dental online at visitsunrise.com.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Joe Kapowski. Driving while talking on a phone, handheld or hands-free, is as dangerous as drunk driving. Here in Chapel Hill, we have 28,000 students who grew up with cell phones and take for granted communications with their friends and families. This expectation remains when they get behind the wheel, a prescription for tragedy. This problem will become exponentially worse as new cars replace older ones. New cars have built-in infotainment systems, best described as smartphones mounted in the center of the dashboard. Car companies say that their customers, especially their younger ones, demand them and address the safety issue by saying that they are voice-controlled and hands-free. What fatal nonsense! Someone without a profit motive must address this issue. The cell phone driving issue will not vanish because a judge rules that it is uniquely a state matter and our conservative legislature will not regulate it. Eventually, towns will have to step in, but in the meantime, more people will be killed and injured. This is Joe Kapowski.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Commentators is presented by Sunrise Dental, offering a wide variety of services, including their advanced methods of sedation dentistry. Choose Sunrise Dental online at visitsunrise.com.
Good morning, it is 8:49, 11 minutes until 9 o'clock at WCHL. Coming up, you're going to meet today's WCHL hometown hero in just a few minutes.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Meadowmont offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
For more than 30 years, Pleasant Dry Cleaners has been Chapel Hillians' one stop for all their dry cleaning needs. And at Pleasant Dry Cleaners, Brenda Dye Honeycutt and her staff are proud to provide Chapel Hill with a Green Earth cleaning system. Green Earth is colorless, odorless, and will not harm the air, soil, or water supplies. It's also gentle on all fabrics, including those fine delicates. Visit Pleasant Dry Cleaners, located at 111 South Elliott Road, Village Plaza, and experience the care they give your clothes, where quality is their specialty.
Hi, this is Jim Manor. No, I'm not a basketball player. I'm a physician at Carborough Family Medicine. Come this June, I will have been taking care of patients from Carborough, Chapel Hill, and the surrounding communities for 30 years. Just like basketball, we believe in a team approach at Carborough Family Medicine, and you are part of the team. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, come join us at Carborough Family Medicine. You will find us on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. And thank you to all our patients who have made this such a great 30 years.
What do the mayor of Chapel Hill, a Carolina basketball star, and the wife of Carolina's athletic director have in common? Join us Saturday night, May 4th, at the Blue Zone at Keenan Stadium as these Carolina celebrities showcase their dance moves for the second annual Dancing with the Stars of Carolina. Proceeds benefit the opening of Chapel Hill's first Boys and Girls Club. For tickets and information, go to www.dancingwiththestarsofcarolina.com. Thanks, WCHL, for caring about our youth.
Good morning. It is 8:51, 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock. WCHL, it's Ron Stutz, and it's time now to meet today's WCHL hometown hero.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Gene Medler is the founder and the engine behind the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble. And he's today's WCHL hometown hero. Here's Michelle Lynn.
Gene is an amazing person in this community for what he's done for the arts and for what he's, especially for the arts and young people. He had an idea 30 years ago. He wanted to bring up the level of dance offerings, tap dance in particular, that was offered to young dancers. And he created the Children's Tap Company, which has become the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble. What Gene started 30 years ago has trained hundreds of dancers, some of whom have gone on to amazing careers professionally, like Michelle Doran.
Gene Medler has been a WCHL hometown hero in years past, but what he does for these kids is just amazing.
He's an incredible role model for kids, an incredible mentor. He really helps kids find their passion, really grow as artists and grow as people. They learn how to mentor each other, how to work with each other, how to be professional artists, and just really to be good people.
Gene Medler's North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble has performed literally all over the world.
They really set the standard for youth tappers in the country. So I think it's a combination of really what he's been able to get from these kids as far as their level of professionalism and artistry, but moreover, just because he's a really nice, caring, amazing person who does this also volunteer. He's completely from the heart that he just does for his love of art and his love of young people. And I feel fortunate that my son has had this opportunity and that so many other children in this community have the opportunity. You can make a donation, but it's all free of charge. And I just think he's an amazing person.
This is a very special month for tribal audiences. They have a chance to see the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble on Saturday the 27th and Sunday the 28th at the Carolina Theater in Durham. It's a big 30th anniversary show.
This show at the Carolina Theater I think will be really special because it's coming off the heels of some of the dancers performing at the Kennedy Center and in D.C. and the Symphony Space in New York City. So it's a great chance for local audiences to see what those people got to see. And there's two professional dancers coming back. One is Michelle Doran, who I mentioned. She's an alum of the company and just really considered one of the best dancers, and Michelle's just a phenomenal performer. A dancer named Matthew Shields, who's based in Austin, Texas, will be performing. There's a live jazz trio that accompanies the show. This is really a professional show with lights and costumes and live music and intricate choreography, choreographed by Savion Glover.
Our thanks to Michelle Lynn for the nomination, and congratulations and thank you to Gene Medler, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Do you by any chance remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond today? It begins with an S, a rather long word. Call me and tell me the word, the definition, and the correct spelling, and we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. We do it every day, Monday through Friday. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call me right now, 919-929-WCHL.
They don't make them like they used to. Now, if we're talking about cars, that's a good thing. But with fine jewelry, not necessarily. Certain techniques are simply too labor-intensive. Certain gems are no longer available. Whether it's the elegant feminine lines of the Victorians, the exquisite lace-like platinum of the Edwardians, or the bold geometry of Art Deco, a vintage piece of jewelry can be an irreproducible work of art. And the fact that it may have been worn and treasured by someone who traveled on horseback in steamship and wrote long letters by hand adds a special magic, evoking another time and place. This is Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers, and on Saturday, May 4th, we will be having our annual estate jewelry show and sale. For one day only, we will have over $2 million worth of gorgeous period and antique pieces priced from $300,000 to $30,000. Don't miss this opportunity to own a piece of history. That's Saturday, May 4th from 10 to 5 at Grimble Jewelers, corner of Elliott and Franklin.
Hi, I'm Terry Sturdivant from Sturdivant's Tire and Auto, and I would personally like to thank you for helping us support our five local high school baseball programs. From now until the end of April, we'll be giving a portion of the profits for every new tire sold to the teams at Chapel Hill, East Chapel Hill, Carrboro, Cedar Ridge, and Northwood. Thank you again for your business and support of Sturdivant's Tire and Auto, located just a few miles west of Carrboro on Highway 54. And I hope to see you at one of our high school baseball parks.
Confusion, anger, defensiveness. Talking with your loved ones that are suffering from dementia can be difficult and overwhelming. Here at Home Watch Caregivers, we understand how hard this can be, and we're here to help you navigate through all the tough questions, emotions, and issues that dementia brings to a family. Let our trained staff help you sort through all the resources and establish a customized plan of care to be sure that your loved one is safe and comfortable. For more information, call 919-960-6038 or visit homewatchcaregivers.com. Home Watch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores, your go-to source for your to-do list.
The UPS stores at Chapel Hill North on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn and in Meadowmont.
This is Wendy Thompson and Tracy Wright with Tony Hall & Associates, the power of two in Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
If you have been thinking of buying or selling, now is the time.
We are seeing a huge number of homes go under contract.
We need more buyers and sellers.
If you are thinking of buying or selling, put the power of two to work for you. Call us today at Tony Hall & Associates. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Congratulations, Will Graham, who called in with a word of the day on WCHL. It is salubrious, S-A-L-U-B-R-I-O-U-S, salubrious. It means promoting health or well-being. Salubrious, our word of the day. Will Graham gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Thanks very much for all the phone calls.
How would you like to drive a brand new Acura for $179 per month? That's ultimate technology and superior handling in the 2013 Acura ILX for $179 per month.
Wow!
Performance Acura is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional that you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Remoyne.
Wow!
Performance Acura is very proud to announce they earned Acura's most prestigious award of Precision Team.
Wow!
Visit their virtual showroom at PerformanceAcuraChapelHill.com.
Stock number E3217, 36 monthly for 10,000 miles per year. $29.99 due at signing, includes tax, taking $5.49 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $26,795 and selling price of $24,700. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery by April 30th, 2013.
PerformanceAcuraChapelHill.com. 2012 Precision Team.
Visit Performance Acura in Chapel Hill on 15501 exit 270 off I-40.
Wow!
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties.
Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover weather, 43 degrees, warming up now, mostly sunny. High today about 60. Tonight cloudy with a low in the low 40s. Today's probably the nicest day of the entire week, so enjoy the weather out there today.
In the morning, progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development.